future remains unclear. Meanwhile, the revelations continue. Today, The Guardian reported that the National Security Agency had been collecting America's bulk email data for a decade. Joining me now, the editors under whose watch the leaks became public. Janine Gibson is the U.S. editor of The Guardian. Alan Rusbridger is the paper's editor-in-chief. I am pleased to have them here at this table. Welcome. So my question here, and I have no more questions, what does The Guardian know?
Well, we have more material, and yes, we're doing what a news organization should do, which is to sift through it. And I think the reason that Snowden gave it to a news organization is he felt that this whole area of oversight, this debate about the boundaries between security and privacy, is not, he thinks, safe in the hands of the people who should be doing that. So the judicial. Well, I think that's the debate that we have to have.
Right.
And
the debate that was suggested by the president, although I'm not sure how much of a debate.
And I think we know a lot more than we did a month ago. And he thinks that Congress has been misled, and that the courts that are doing this are secret and are effectively rubber stamp courts. That's his opinion. And so he's saying, here's a news organization, I will give it to you, I want you to act responsibly, and put things into the public domain that you think should be known about.
Okay, now here's what I understand. Did you call him up and say, I have a little story I need to talk about?
Well, actually, I texted him.
Oh, you texted him, okay. And of course you did.
But yes, I did say.
You used a telephone.
So old school.
It is, I
texted him and said, we have a little story that we might want to have a chat about.
And what was the little story?
At that point, I understood from Glenn that he had a significant amount. Glenn Greenwald.
Right.
Yes, that he had a significant amount of extremely secret material, and the very broad brush of what it was. And of course, what we didn't know at that point was whether it was verified, whether we could verify the source. And we were communicating via phone, which, you know, as this story, if nothing else shows, that's not a great way to be communicating. One of the great challenges of this story has been how you can communicate with reporters in many time zones when you can't really communicate by phone. So he got on a plane and came to New York, and we had a look through a sort of sample, which turned out to be the 41-page PRISM presentation. Mm-hmm. Looked at that and thought, well, that's quite a big story if it turns out to be true. Mm-hmm. And then put him and another of our reporters, Ian McCaskill, who's an extremely experienced, decades-long Guardian reporter, on a plane to Hong Kong.
And then?
Then,
So then
he got off the plane.
He met Edward Snowden.
You want the full TikTok.
Yes, of course.
So then, they had two tasks. One was verify the source, and second, verify the material. Those were the initial challenges. So we had set up a really basic code phrase for, you know, does it look good? And we soon exhausted the limits of that code phrase. And then we got into real specifics. How could we verify who this guy was? What's his social security number? Does he have a government pass? If he worked for these places, where's the ID? Can we see a parking permit? What does he have that can help us put this together? Because, you know, you've seen some of the slides from the PRISM presentation. This doesn't look like a sophisticated piece of work. So that was the sort of first task, verifying him. Then ploughing through material, you know, in a sort of really rigorous journalistic exercise of where is the story, what is the story.
What did you think The Guardian had at risk?
Oh, well, I mean, not just what The Guardian has at risk. When you're tackling material like this, you want to make sure that the story is absolutely in the public interest, that you've got your reason for publishing completely clear, and then that every fact you're publishing, this is really dense technical material, that everything is correct to the best of your knowledge.